Have you ever wanted to go to Japan? Could toilet paper drag you to hell? What would you say to a stranger that asked you if she was beautiful? Today we test the believability of two Japanese urban legends. Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That's right. Taylor-chan. Listen, I love Japanese culture. I think we all know this by this point, right?
I don't know if they do. Yeah, you mentioned Naruto a couple times.
I do. I like anime. I like Japanese movies. I love sushi. I love all Japanese food.
Do you like toilet paper? Because I have no idea what the hell that was doing in the intro.
You will find out. Oh, you will definitely find out. You should always carry a Charmin Ready-Go.
Okay.
Fun fact, my mom gave me that for prom as like a present. We did go camping, so I think that's why she gave it to me.
You went camping for prom?
After prom, yeah.
After prom
camping. After prom, that was our party.
There's an after party, Charlie. No, I gotta go camping with my mom. There's something sweet about that.
No, I didn't go camping with my mom. We went camping with like our dates and stuff.
Oh.
My date did not sleep in the same tent as me.
You went camping after prom?
Yeah.
That is like the coolest thing I've ever heard.
I didn't tell you that before?
Never.
I slept in a tent with Nick, my friend Nick.
Okay. Oh, he was in, we talked about him in the episode with the parallel universes.
Yeah, we shared a tent after.
Did he tell you about it that night?
What?
Did he tell you about how he saw his car crash before the car crash that night?
That was after that because I was in college.
Oh, I got you.
Right.
All right, really quick, two things about last week's episode. Sleep paralysis / the old hag syndrome.
I was a creepy one.
It was. I enjoyed it. And apparently, well, I'll say this first. A lot of people hit us up and said, I've experienced that. I have a story. So if you do, and if you haven't sent it our way yet, please tell us your sleep paralysis story. Because I really want to do a bonus episode now where I just tell a bunch of our listeners' experiences.
Definitely, call to action.
Yes. So I think that'll be really cool. So please, if you have an experience, send it our way and give us as much detail as possible. And two, I mentioned last week that I watched a movie that had sleep paralysis and the old hag in it, and I said I didn't know. And one of our listeners, Monica, shout out Monica, hit us up with like an entire list of like 10 movies that have sleep paralysis in it. And she's like, was it one of these? And it was. So the movie that I watched and I referenced was Dead Awake from 2016.
Did you do an Instagram thing on that?
No.
You should. You should watch again, do it.
Well, I asked her permission for me to tag her in it, and I haven't heard back yet. Oh, although I'm shouting her out literally on the podcast, but you don't know who it is. But yeah, it was Dead Awake. So I think I watched it on Amazon Prime, so I'd recommend that. If you liked last week's episode and you want to watch a movie about it.
That being said, are you ready to dive into one of my favorite cultures, urban legends?
Yes.
Japan is a place of many different types of spirits.
Japan is a place.
Oh, have you ever seen the YouTube video, The History of Japan?
Hi, China, they said. Hi, dipshit, said China. Can you call us something else other than dipshit, said Japan. Like what, said China. How about Sunrise Land, said Japan.
No, I don't do any. You lost me at history.
It's so good, dude.
No offense to Japan, but the history of anything, I'm out.
It is the funniest video I've ever seen.
Knock, knock. It's Europe. No, they're not here to take over. They just want to sell some shit, like clocks and guns. And Jesus.
I swear to God. All right, we'll watch it after.
Post it on our Facebook
group. I will, absolutely.
Which we have a Facebook group, by the way.
Subtle. I'm sure that you know there's lots of different types of spirits in Japan after the Suicide Forest episode, right?
Yeah, I researched mostly the Yurei.
Yes.
But I know that there's a multitude of them.
So I decided to cover two of my favorite urban legends.
Okay.
That have to do with spirits. One is a little more lighthearted, and the other is a little more intense. Intense, definitely.
Okay. I will say, in quick reference to what we released yesterday in terms of our Patreon, we did do a quiz on this topic, but you kept it pretty, I'm assuming, pretty vague in terms of this episode.
Yes, I think I did.
My inflection on episode was, I didn't think that's where that sentence was going.
I liked it.
But I know a little bit about it, but I especially don't know one urban legend I'm completely in the dark on.
Yes.
And the other one I know about, but it wasn't even really discussed too in depth about.
Not in the quiz.
You're saying I know a little bit.
You know a little bit.
You're saying I know a little bit.
About it.
I feel like you're insulting my intelligence on Japanese culture.
You just
right
haven't,
now.
You just didn't do that one. It's fine. Okay. Let's move on to our first spirit, Aka Manto.
Yes.
And that literally translates to
something cloak.
Red cloak.
Red cloak.
Yes.
Okay, like the Emperor's guards, the Imperial guards.
Are you talking about Star Wars?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, kinda. Sometimes referred to as Oe Manto.
Like go away, Manto.
That means blue cloak.
Oh, so there's variety.
Well, no, there's not variety. There's a reason why they call him blue cloak. Red cloak is way more apt for his description.
You're born into it. You're either born with a red cloak. Or you're born with a... It's like, we got the Democratic spirits, and we got the Republican spirit.
So it's only one guy, Aka Manto. Oh. And this guy is a spirit. He's a human.
He's a human spirit.
Yeah, that haunts public restrooms.
No.
Especially girls' restrooms.
Creeper.
Yes.
He'd be canceled. Creeper. He should be canceled.
He
listen.
Really should be.
I don't know where this is going. But I know. Have you ever seen the movie... Oh, God. I think it's called The Frighteners.
Do you do this every time?
Yes.
No, I've not seen The Frighteners.
I don't know if it's called Frighteners, and I apologize if it's not. It's got a guy in it that he's got like blonde hair. but no. Listen, there's a scene where this guy's like in the public restroom, and he gets killed by a ghost. I think it like stops his heart, like it grabs his heart or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Okay. I don't. I haven't seen this since I was really young, but ever since then. Well, I don't think about it now. But for a while after watching that movie, when I was in a public restroom, I was like, is a ghost going to come in here and kill me?
And grab my heart?
That's a very interesting and kind of like how we're talking about sleep paralysis, vulnerable place.
Yes.
It's like nobody enjoys being in a public...
Well, that's the crux of Aka Manto, I think.
Okay.
It really is.
It already catches you where you don't want to be.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's debate on whether it's a specific school's girls' bathroom or it's all public bathrooms. I'm going to go with all public bathrooms.
A little bit of a variety there.
It's a little vague.
He's like, Kohl's, fine. Macy's, fine. Specific girls' restroom, fine.
So this is how Aka Manto is summoned, is called to someone using the restroom.
If you don't courtesy flush.
So if you're out, right? You're out late in Japan and you need to use the restroom. You go to a public bathroom, the closest one you can find, right?
Mm-hmm.
You run in into...
You run. Oh, my God. Okay.
You have to go.
You set the urgency here, so you need a courtesy
run
flush.
Into your last stall.
Okay.
The last stall. And you suddenly realize after you've gone and it's too late.
You're on your phone.
You're out of toilet paper.
You're playing Flappy Birds.
Yeah. And the Flappy Bird realizes...
You're out of toilet paper.
Yes. There's no toilet paper in that stall.
That's got to be a terrible... I've never been there. That's got to be terrible.
So you hear the bathroom door open.
Okay.
Oh, you're like, shit. It's like midnight, public bathroom. Someone comes in. Not a good sitch. And then you see through the crack of the stall.
Mm-hmm.
It's this person wearing a red cloak.
Okay.
You don't see... There's got like a hood over their face. You don't see their face.
So for a minute, you're forgetting your no toilet paper situation. You're like...
Yeah, because they're freaking you out.
Yeah, you're like, I've seen Star Wars, but this is weird.
And you hear in this smooth voice... Do you prefer red toilet paper or blue toilet paper? So if you say red, this is the legend here. If you say red, he breaks the stall and he slits your throat.
Oh. But then you don't have to deal about having a poopy butt in the toilet paper.
That's, you know.
He's kind of doing you a favor. And maybe you have like a final exam the next day. I'm just saying, he might be looking out.
Okay, so what happens if you say blue toilet paper?
He gives you a Charmin Ultra, and you feel good about it, and it's fluffy. And then the bear comes in, and you all have a rave dance party in the stall.
If only it were that simple. What he does instead, if you say blue,
okay.
He rushes into the stall again.
Yeah.
And he strangles you to death.
Okay.
Red, slitting your throat for red,
mm-hmm.
Strangle you, turning your face blue for blue.
Okay.
So, okay. You've heard this legend before. You've heard that part.
No. No, I have no idea what the f*** we're talking about.
The person in Japan has heard this legend before, right?
Okay.
They're like, okay, I'm going to say a different color.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yellow.
Okay.
I'm going to say yellow. That's funny. That's the other primary color, right?
Kind of a dick move on your part. Dude's literally offering you toilet paper, red or blue, and you're like, yellow.
Well, here's the thing. he's pretty upset by that choice too.
Yeah.
And he runs into your stall. He breaks into your stall.
As he should.
And he drowns you in your own urine.
All right. That's the worst. Well, okay. Based on the context of this story, I would assume there's more than just pee. Unless you flushed.
I would say he drowns you in the contents of your own waste.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming urine at this
point. So the goal is to flush and then say yellow. So you still die, but at least you're getting drowned in clean as toilet water can be. Did I solve it?
No, you did not solve it.
Okay.
So what if you pick like white or like brown or like, I don't know, purple? Any other color besides those three, it cracks open the bathroom floor and literally drags you to hell.
Wow.
Yes. So don't try to outsmart them.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's make this, put this in a real situation.
Okay.
You are in a stall.
Yes.
You see somebody come and ask you whether you want red or blue toilet paper.
Yes.
Why would you say any other color? Like, in a real life situation, unless you're being an absolute smartass, why would you, like, what would prompt you to say a different color?
That's a good point.
Unless you already knew the legend, so you knew you weren't supposed to say red or blue.
Yeah.
But if you already knew the legend, I feel like you would know that a different color would still be a bad outcome.
Or, like, you're flashing back super fast, like, I know I shouldn't say either, but, like, what do I say instead? I don't remember. And then, I don't know, white comes out, because that's natural.
Yeah. And then he's like, ha, 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 wait. So, you go to hell.
The floor cracks open, and it's like, drag me to hell.
Dude, imagine that janitor come in, and there's just hell, and you got that guy got to clean this shit up.
I think he would probably quit, like put his 2 weeks in.
Yeah, don't pay me enough for this shit.
Yeah.
Actually, any of those scenarios that the janitor would have to come back in, he's like.
So, Akamanta, he's walked in. He's offered you your choice.
Yes.
You heard the stories before. So what do you say? How do you survive the situation? You have to hold your tongue. You cannot say a word. You stay still. You stay quiet.
Okay.
And eventually, he leaves. You're out of toilet paper still, but you know what? You have your life.
You're still kind of screwed.
You still have your life.
Yeah. It's pretty, still pretty bad situation. I think you should do what your mom did, and you should bring toilet paper. Did you bring? She gave you?
Yeah. Keep it on the go.
Yeah. Charm around the go. I think that's... Okay. So what if you don't say a color? What if he comes by and he's like red or blue and you're like, I already have some. He's like, okay, but have a great night.
I don't know.
Take care.
That's a
double
a
white.
Bit of a trick question. I don't know.
Always go front to back.
I've got my own. He's like, what?
This dude sounds like such a creep.
He is a creep. He is a big creep.
So, okay, let me ask you this question then, because this is, I feel like logically the only thing I can ask and the only way I can keep this going.
Sure.
So let's say somebody did offer you red toilet paper or blue toilet paper, and red was like a burning hot toilet paper, but it was like it didn't melt the fabric, but it was like incredible, like not like a warming pad,
like a chemical pad,
like incredibly like ouch, like it's like touching a hot stove.
Yeah.
Or blue is like Arctic freezing cold, like where it like the painful cold, but you had to pick one to use.
Blue. For sure.
Okay.
Blue. Cold in my butt rather than hot.
Okay. So there's a second urban legend.
Yes. That was Akamanta. And
oh my God. Was that like the appetizer?
That was a little bit more silly.
just a little bit.
Yeah.
So do you think people, I guess we'll get to that in discussion. If there's people out there that actually believe that, those are the people walking around with the toilet paper. Which is also the type of person I would want next to be in the stall if I ran out of toilet paper.
Absolutely. So let's move on to the next legend.
Yeah.
Kusuchi Ono.
Hmm.
Or also known as the Split Mouth Lady.
Yes. Now this one I've come across. Not on the streets, but on the interweb.
Have you ever seen the movie? There's a movie.
Poco Ono, what was it?
No.
What was it?
Pompoco.
I was close.
Oh, really quick. Pompoco is essentially about a war with beavers, and they do end up bouncing on their testicles. It's a weird movie, man.
Is it animated?
Yeah. Studio Ghibli's all animated.
Okay, I feel like nobody knows what you're talking about.
There was
no context if you didn't listen to the quiz.
That's true. This was on the quiz. But, I mean, I think there's like four or five people that are like, yeah, I love that movie. It's a weird one. So anyway, Kusuchi Ono, the Split Mouth Lady.
She's on that Joker.
She's a modern day yokai. And I don't know if you ran into any yokais in your Suicide Forest episode. Did that word come across, yokai?
Yeah, I think it was in one of the ones where it had yurei, yokai.
I believe yureis are.
It was just talking a lot about yokai. Different spirits and stuff.
Yeah. And she is like the most well-known yokai in like the modern world.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, what a title, huh?
Good for her.
And this is basically her story. She is essentially the ghost of a woman who was mutilated. She is essentially the ghost of a woman who was mutilated and then killed. The story of her death goes like this. She was the wife of a samurai anywhere from the 1600s to the 1800s. They didn't really give a date.
You know, somewhere in that 200-year time.
Somewhere span. In the Edo period. And she had done something to anger him, whether it was she had an affair or she was doing something else, something to really upset him.
He came home and wanted a hot dinner, and she accidentally burned the roast.
But yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And in his rage, he decided to punish her by slashing her face from ear to ear, across her whole, like, jaw.
Mm.
Yeah, with his razor-sharp samurai sword,
right? I have to say, to do that and not kill her and to perfectly get her cheeks is kind of really good marksmanship.
Well, he's a samurai, right? So he's been cheering with a sword.
She's like, damn, that was... ow, but damn.
So either she was killed by the spot after the samurai, or she went to go live her life as a hermit and be ignored by society.
Mm.
But either way, she did ultimately end up dying, right?
They all do in yeah. 200 years.
Her ghost is now walking the streets of modern day Japan. And she is not immediately detected from her gash face because she always has some kind of face mask on.
So right now, she's like...
Yeah, this is her time.
Blending right in. Mm-hmm, she's like, this is great.
But in Japan, again, in the quiz we mentioned, they've been having masks for a long time, from the 30s approximately. So she's always been kind of blending in. And so what she does is she approaches people walking by themselves at night. And she says, am I beautiful? Now, if you are stricken by her, which she is beautiful, you say yes. So what she does is she pulls down her face mask. And you see this bloody gash, and in this voice that is now gone monstrous, she says, am I beautiful even now? And like the Akamanto, if you answer one way, you are doomed. And if you answer another way, you are still doomed. If you react in any manner, so if you do end up like wincing even, or you say no, what she does is she cuts your face just like hers.
Even if you wince.
Yeah. Dang. So you have to be placid. But if you say yes, if you don't make a noise, you don't do anything, and you say yes, what she does is she covers up her face and she lets you go. But she will follow you to your home and she will kill you while you're sleeping because you lied.
Hmm.
So how do you live?
Is it just like the other one, you don't do anything?
Not quite. There are two strategies.
Okay.
The first thing you can do, which is probably the most accessible thing, is instead of saying yes or no, you say average, or you're average looking.
Eh. 5 out of 10.
And while she's kind of stunned by that, you run. You run home, and you try not to get killed.
Okay.
So the second way to make sure you don't die is to have this candy in your pocket at all times, the Biko Ame. It's a sugar candy. It's like a caramel kind of candy. And you're supposed to throw that on the ground and she gets distracted, kind of like a duck.
I feel like this is like a stereotype with women and chocolate. You know, it's like, happy Valentine's Day, bitch. And then you run away.
Yeah, you're supposed to run. That's the strategy with the Biko Ame. Is there a way to like avoid any of these situations?
With her?
Yes.
I don't know.
Now, you're supposed to kind of like recognize her before she has a chance to pull down her mask.
Mm-hmm. And by being a ghost, being see-through.
The fact that it's late and this woman approaches you and asks you this first
No
question.
Girl approaches a dude late at night. Let's just put it that way.
That's
like,
true.
You
That's
cross
true.
The street on the other side of the sidewalk. If she crosses with you, you don't just have game. You're not just hot. She's trying to kill you.
Exactly.
That's life lesson stuff right there.
But also, she asks you the first initial question. Am I beautiful?
So you just don't answer.
At that point, you say, I don't have time. I need to leave. That's what you're supposed to
just
say.
Just show her the ring, man. Exactly. Show her the ring.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Respect. you have a good night.
Yeah.
There's a cop up there.
That's how you're supposed to avoid it.
So what you're saying is because I gotta fit this in. Mm-hmm. She doesn't come up and say, "Do you want to know how I got these scars?"
I knew it was coming. No, she does not.
So, okay, I think guys are naturally more prepared to handle these urban legends. And do you want to know why?
Why is that?
Because men's pockets are naturally bigger than women's
That's
pockets.
That's true.
So a man can have... Now, a woman, of course, can wear man's pants.
Yeah, that's true.
But a man can carry toilet paper and the candies.
That's true.
I dare you to try to fit toilet paper and candies in girl pockets.
If they even have pockets.
You're just ill-prepared.
Well, they have a purse, though, you know?
That's true.
Typically. Not always.
I would highly recommend, if you're in Japan, ladies, to bring a purse with toilet paper and caramel candies.
Yes.
It might be the only way you survive.
Let's get into these personal encounters. Now, this personal story comes from the teller's mother's perspective. So this didn't happen to our teller. It happened to her mother.
So the person telling the story is talking about her mom's experience.
Yes.
Okay.
Quote, "My mom came face to face with Kisuchi Oni. My mom says that she had been walking back from the store and she was on her way home. She had stopped to look for her phone and her purse. And when she looked up, she saw a woman standing right in front of her. She had long black hair and a deep red surgical mask on with a trench coat. Her hands were stuffed into her pockets. But my mom knew who she was just by looking at her and how to get away. If Kisuchi Ono approaches you, she's going to ask you a question. Do you think I'm pretty? If you say yes, she'll cut your face so you look just like her. And if you say no, she'll kill you. In order to get away, you must be free of any facial expressions and act indifferent. You must say, I do not know, darling Kisuchi Ono, but you must go on your way. Your husband is coming, and he knows what you did." Because it's in reference to the affair, right? "She'll turn white, and she will disappear."
You call her a hoe, and she'll go.
"My mom did this, and when the woman became paralyzed, my mom didn't hesitate to walk past her quickly. When she turned around, the woman was gone."
Good for her mom.
Yeah, she knew what to do. Remember?
So she never saw the face.
She just saw the red trench coat. She saw the trench coat and just like the red surgical mask.
So that could legitimately be true and also legitimately be somebody pretending.
Yes, it could be.
Okay.
So this second story, it's a little bit longer. It's from a reader whose name is Jinkutsu. "Hello, my name is Jinkutsu. I never believed in myths until something strange happened to me. Our daily routine was this. Before school, we would go to an internet cafe and play a game for a while. And then we would go off. But on this particular day, our game went a little long and we were behind. So we had to run to catch up to school. My friend was faster than me. He kept running ahead of me and he had to wait for me 4 times before I could catch up. On the way to school, we also ran into this girl, this woman. She was beautiful. She was in her 30s. She had dark eyes and long dark hair. She stopped us and she asked us, 'Am I beautiful?' My friend told her, 'I'm really sorry, we don't have time to talk right now. We're late for school.' And with that, we ran past her. After that, we didn't see this woman for another month. And then on the way home from school one day, there she was. The sun was starting to set, and she was standing there again. She looked at me, not my friend this time, and she asked me, 'Am I beautiful?' Now my heart started pounding because I recognized her. But my friend, starting to say something, she cut him off, and she said to me again, 'Am I beautiful?' And I stammered out, 'Yes.' After that, she started to pull down her face mask. And when she pulled down her face mask, I saw her face. It was cut. It was gruesome. There was blood everywhere. And then she asked me again, 'Am I still beautiful?' And I didn't know what to say. So I just stammered, 'No.' But she jumped on me and she knocked me over. She started to pull out her knife. And my friend, he tried to pull her off, but she just pushed him down. She was laughing the entire time. And she looked at me and said, 'If you think I'm pretty, I'll make you look like me.' And then my savior came. The police rounded the corner. They were holding a pistol on her. And they said, 'Lady, get off that kid.' She was still laughing. They shot a round at her. That shot landed. But she was still laughing. She got up and started running around the corner. The police looked at each other and held me up. And they took me home. They took us both home. I haven't heard anything from her. But now I can't stop thinking about it, that attack. And everywhere I look, I think I see a woman staring at me. I'm writing this alone in my house. I have my grandpa's old gun from the war sitting on my lap. That's my story."
So there's a third option. it's you got to have the fuzz on your side too.
Yeah, you have to have the police there.
You can either throw candies, dodge her question at the beginning. I will say though, I did not know how the narrator was going to get out of this scenario.
I didn't either when I was reading for the
first
time.
A lot of really good suspense. I'm like, she asked and I was like, oh, he's not going to say anything. And then he said yes. And I'm like, oh my God, what is he going to do next? Does he have candy? Does his friend have candy? That good caramel?
They didn't even believe in it.
I know. And then she pulled it down and he said no. And then, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a story from a native from Japan. Do you want to move to the discussion?
Yes.
Awesome. So Tyler, what do you think of Akamanta and Kinisuchi Ono?
I can't take the first one seriously.
No, Akamanta? Hell no.
Yeah, I can't.
Akamanta?
Yeah, I'll just save us time on that one. Unbelievable.
Akamanta? I think he is unbelievable as well.
It's just too ridiculous. Like, it's terrifying in its own way. And obviously, like, it's like us, the step back, the context thing. Like, here, us at a table, you know, talking about it. It's
not
funny.
In Japan.
Yeah, but anywhere, any bathroom. If you were in that situation and it was presented to you as such, that is scary. That is terrifying. But I don't believe it.
No.
So that one,
it's obviously just like a cautionary tale, right?
Don't
use bathrooms late at night.
Okay. Always carry toilet paper, especially after prom. So yeah, do you go and believe on that?
Unbelievable,
one as well?
Akamanta.
Yeah. Now the what is her
the Japanese name?
No.
The split face lady. Feels like the hash slinging slasher.
The hash slinging, slashing, the hash bash thinging, flinging. Yeah, that one. Yeah, now that feels more like a traditional urban legend.
Yeah.
Like.
But it's very Japanese too, because you have to be polite, right?
It's true, but politeness can kill you.
Yes, it can. Yeah, it
can. So it's not like, you know, like it'd be one thing if you said yes, she pulls it down, you say yes again, she lets you live. You know what I mean? She assumes she needs a self-esteem boost. What if somebody genuinely thought she was attractive? She's still going to kill him?
I think so. Yeah. If they say yeah twice, then yeah, you're done.
Somebody needs to be like, what's on the inside, girl?
See, like, what if she, like, approached me? Like, I'm a foreigner. I don't speak Japanese.
That's true. That's true. Because we would not know it. You would be like, huh? Like, sorry, I don't. I
look at this ring.
Yeah. Rings and things. it definitely feels more traditional.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think it's very interesting. We both really like the idea of ghosts and energy and that kind of thing that carries over. And there's a lot of energy in that kind of a death, right? Because it's a lot of hatred there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're just trying to like have a lover, like, so samurai would have wives and they'd also have like concubines. So it was basically okay for the samurai to have his main wife and then other girls too.
That's true.
So maybe there's some kind of rage there, like she couldn't have the same things.
Yeah, sexism. It
wasn't fair. Yes. And who knows? Who knows what she actually felt in that moment when she was being quote-unquote punished? And I feel sympathy. And she's depicted in terrifying ways, but I feel sympathy for her. That's how I feel the most. And I wouldn't know how to express at the moment because I'd just be scared for my own life. But that's what I feel for her the most, is sympathy. Do you agree? Disagree?
I feel like you'd be like simping for her and then she'd still kill you.
Yeah, exactly. Because people that you feel sympathy for don't always want your sympathy, right? So it's hard to... Do I think it's real? I don't know. I feel like she's talked about so much, right? She's talked about a lot.
Is she? Because I don't know. I'm taking your word for that personally.
She's in movies. She's in popular culture. She's in games. She's on
Vogue.
She's in a lot of stuff. She's a known thing in Japan. She targets these people that probably just don't want any trouble, but she's kind of made trouble, right? I haven't seen many personal encounters with her. I had to dig to find these.
Yeah.
Like deep in Reddit.
Deep in the tunnels of Reddit. My biggest concern is the structure.
Like, what do you mean?
Okay, let me ask you this. In terms of our believability scale, is it whether or not we find her believable or whether we find the urban legend believable? And I guess the episode is urban legend. I consider them two different things.
Like, explain.
there's a ghost of this girl who was murdered with a split face versus there's a ghost. And when she approaches you, she's going to ask this. And if you say this, she will do this. If you say this, she will then do this. Okay. And then if you say it's so structured.
Mm-hmm. We go off if you find the urban legend.
It's like a rule book. Like if you roll a four, mm-hmm. then this, you know what I mean? It's like that means that somebody had to document each scenario of face mask up. Here, if you say yes, if you say no, face mask down. If you say yes, if you say no. Some people have tried this. It works. Some people have tried this. It works. Even though you can't find many.
I can't find many.
So not saying that they're not out there. I feel like it's more of a spoken, like their culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not saying I discredit it because you can't find it online.
Right.
And also it made me think back to Resurrection Mary because that is probably the most similar ghost story in terms of one particular ghost repeating an action and doing the same thing over and over again.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
And I just looked and I gave it a believable.
But that was Resurrection Mary didn't kill anybody.
Right. And it was less structured. It was like she was reliving her final hours of asking for a ride and couldn't make it past her own grave.
Yeah.
Which is different than somebody coming up to you in a structured way. Am I beautiful? You say one thing, mm-hmm. she shows you, am I beautiful? Like that, like the structure of her urban legend, I don't believe, but the idea that this traumatic event could cause... Ghosts
could be out there.
Yeah, that I'm more willing to believe.
Well, okay, let's rate the urban legend though, because that's really what I'm focusing on here.
Skeptical.
I probably give it an unbelievable as well.
Yeah, I'm being kind with the skeptical, because I'm being... kind with a skeptical because I think that the ghost could exist. I think that
I agree with that.
That ghost could be out there, but the whole you got to say yes or you don't, you got to do this or you got to throw candy. Mm-hmm. That sounds candy. Like the candy sales was like, yeah, it, like that urban legend exists. And like, and you got to have that caramel candy too, which we're selling two for the price of one right now.
Yeah.
If you go to our shop and if you order online, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, got to be prepared.
Yeah, I come down as, we should order that candy.
Just in case.
Well, just try it. I want to try it.
Okay.
But yeah, I come down unbelievable. I do think you're right, though. There could be absolutely a ghost of a wronged samurai wife wandering the streets of Tokyo. But I think this urban legend is not true.
Yeah, I've said it once. I've said it a million times. And it's not fair to the urban legends. But the more specific they are to me, the more you can tear them apart. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like a lie. It's like when you make up a lie and you say all these specific things, you know what I mean? It's like somebody's like, where were you at last night? I was out. That's probably the truth. But if you're like, oh, well, I was doing this and I got stopped at a red light and then my car did this and I got a flat tire and then it's probably like, what are you hiding?
Well,
you
know I was doing squats and my pants ripped and then some guy started beating me in the thigh.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a lie.
Yeah, probably.
This is a very strange lie. Mine was, you know. So it's probably not fair to the very specific urban legends out there, but I feel like the more material you give us, the more we can tear it down. Where it's like,
for sure.
On the other hand, like a Black Eyed Kids, it's like there is a formula to it, but it's broad enough.
Yeah.
It's not like if you say this, it's like they're going to come, they want something, don't let them in. You know what I mean?
So that is our episode on the two Japanese urban legends, Akamanta and Kinisi Chono. So thank you for listening. These are some of two of my favorite Japanese urban legends.
And you find them unbelievable.
I know. They're fun, though. They're super fun to talk
somebody
about.
Somebody who truly believes that they encountered the split-faced woman, split-faced lady.
Yeah.
It's probably like, no, it's believable.
If they really encountered her, I'd love to read that email.
Yeah.
I would love to read it.
It's just
how
it's
do
just
you survive?
A, just a little the candies, man. The candy man can. It's just a little too much, a little too out there.
Yeah, but now we know that I am a secret otaku, and that's okay. I've tried to make Tyler like me before, make him watch anime and stuff.
Anime is what the
and
real
he's never. It's okay.
I watched six episodes of Full Metal.
We're allowed to have different opinions. That's
absolutely,
because sure.
You don't care about sports. I got the draft on my phone right now over here. Good job, San Francisco, by the way. Trey Lance will be better than Mac Jones. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. And remember, if you experience the split face, If you experience the split face lady, or you just want to tell us you're enjoying the podcast, and you have an Apple phone. And if you have an Apple phone, head over to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. Tell Charlie how much you like the timbre of his voice. That's a word, right? Timbre? Is it timbre?
It is.
Timbre. Yeah.
Timbre.
Timbre? Nah, something's, there's a B-R-E in there somewhere. Timbre?
I think you're right.
The pitch. Say the way he mixes just gets you very excited.
Or tell us if you like the legends we've talked about so far. That'd be great.
Tell us your favorite one. Say, yeah. So I love it, because last episode we were like, let us know if we offended you by saying something. And we just got a review where somebody was like, you said this wrong, and you know, you offended my entire family. But it was tongue in cheek, and I appreciate you. That's the humor I love. So, and we like posting them and sharing them. So if you're joining the podcast, it goes a long way, and we would appreciate that.
And if you are interested in rocking the pod, I did it again. If you're interested in representing the podcast on your shirt, and you want to show everybody these cool designs that we got on the website, please feel free to go there and shop merch.
And
this one's big.
You just heard it yesterday. If you're interested in supporting the podcast and getting a ton of extra content, head to our Patreon. It's in our link tree in our description of this episode. Pretty much, if you go to Patreon, search Believing Bizarre, you'll find us. But we got multiple tiers, tons of extra content. It means a lot to us.
Like literally a ton. Like a lot of podcasts. We have a lot of stuff out there, but we're serious. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they're not serious. We're serious. Like many cow tons of extra content. And it means a lot to us. And we stand by the value. We think it'll be awesome. But if not, and you just want to keep enjoying these episodes, which will always be free, we got you. It's totally cool. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre,
a podcast as bizarre as you are.